Like, when Jimmy played, they were competitive. They would have been fine. I mean, two of their first three losses obviously got hurt in that third game to the Chiefs, who haven't lost, and that first game, Minnesota, who hit a rough spatch, but Minnesota's good. And they would have, the schedule got easier, they would have been okay. Plus, I just think, like, if you had to pick between the two, I would rather have Kyle Shanahan than John Gruden.
Yeah.
You know, in theory, you're like, oh, John Gruden. Well, it's kind of proven John Gruden might not be that great anymore. Kyle, even with, I mean, they look, their team's terrible. He's so innovative on offense, and he's so impressive. I think once they get talent and Jimmy comes back, that they'll be fine.
I would completely agree with that, and I, you know, I sort of like all of the points you make there. The last thing, and I wanted to go back to the Raiders real quick before I let you go here, on Carr, because you just mentioned it. If they hadn't, I guess the easy question, do they regret the deal that they gave Carr?
I mean, they probably like to have paid him a little less, but at the time they had no choice. So, I mean, it's easy to say in hindsight, how could they upgrade? I would say no. Are they disappointed with his play? Yes. But, I mean, what else would they do?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's easy to play
that game, and I think that's a fair thing to ask. But he's had four head coaches when you count an interim. You know, so many offensive coordinators. Now, again, this year to me is more on him than I would even put on Gruden. Like, he's made some just terrible mistakes. But he's the highest completion percentage of his career. He has played really well in games. He's just had some of the most boneheaded mistakes he's had in years, which is just like, and those are the plays that stand out when the game ends.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess the obvious other one would be if they didn't sign that deal, they could still have Khalil Mack.
Exactly. I do think, though, that, like, with every game they lose, I mean, we just saw them trade Khalil Mack. They could trade Carr. You know, last night's a good example of, you better believe the Giants are not going to want a rookie quarterback. They've already proven they will pass on rookie quarterbacks. They would like to get a guy with experience to put with Beckham, to put with Barkley. Like, to me, the Giants and Raiders, they wouldn't trade their first-round pick for him, but would the Raiders trade Carr just to get off the contract for a second-rounder? You know? I don't know. I mean, it wouldn't shock me if they keep losing and Derek's traded this offseason.
Interesting stuff. Follow him along at John Middlecoff on Twitter. Get some good insight into some good hip-hop, I'll tell you that for sure, at least today. And follow along at The Athletic and the 3&Out podcast. Thanks so much, sir.
Have a good one. See
you. Yep. Good stuff from him. And I think the Carr stuff is very interesting. Kind of, I mean, he's not saying it's close to happening or anything like that, but the possibility that they would listen to Carr offers, perhaps, and of course, he's just speculating on that, but I think it's very, very noteworthy that somebody that covers team and is around them thinks that that's not completely preposterous. So we'll get into some more Raiders talk, some more NFL talk, Vegas Golden Knights as they continue to struggle on the road trip, get into that, and so much more. Case Kiefer from the Las Vegas Sun joins us next.
Cofield and Company will be back in 90 seconds. Keep it here on ESPN Las Vegas.
Today we're talking to Glenn Lerner from Glenn Lerner Injury Attorneys. Glenn, tell me, what areas of law are handled by your firm?
We handle all injury cases, from car wrecks, 18-wheelers and motorcycle accidents, to slip and falls, burn cases, brain injuries, and wrongful death. If you're injured and it's not your fault, call us today. Don't forget, we also handle Social Security disability claims.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Do you ever wonder what you'd do if you couldn't just switch on the heat when it got cold, or start your car each morning, or afford toilet paper? Well, for plenty of hardworking folks right here in our community, these are everyday realities. But when you give to the Salvation Army, you help your neighbors in need win the battle to thrive. Want to join this fight for good? Please visit salvationarmy.listenandgive.org to make a donation. That's salvationarmy.listenandgive.org.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
With fall sneaking up on us, now's the perfect time to contact Reliable Banner to update your storefront, order new promotional items, or get started on that new ad campaign. And it's all 100% reliable.
Go with Reliable, ReliableBanner.com.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas. K265EZ.
It's Cofield and Company with Adam Hill.
I totally hear you. I also don't like what you're saying.
On ESPN Las Vegas.
I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you. And I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
Back here, Cofield and Company, on this Friday, getting you set for the weekend. And really, you can have your whole weekend, your Friday night, your Saturday, do whatever you want. But Sunday, you have to be at the Westgate. That is the place to be. That's the place for NFL football, Football Central, in the theater. 1,500 seats, smoke-free environment, free to get in. It is awesome. I highly recommend it. And you can even hang out with me. I'm sure that is a huge selling point. That's something they're going to put on the billboards very soon. Down at the Westgate. And John Murray is with us right now from the Westgate. How you doing, sir?
Adam, what's going on, man? What is the topic of discussion today?
Really, we're just going to talk about the Twitter handle Superbook USA over and over again.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Greg, so Chrissy really prepped me well for this interview.
Yes, for sure.
Proceed.
Now, you like when you come on to play this character of somebody who doesn't love the NFL.
I know NFL.
That's your bit.
Define a character, but go ahead. I'm interested.
How did you spend your Monday night?
I was in New Orleans. There was a Redskins Saints game.
Okay.
I think what's so funny?
I think your cover's blown.
Cover's blown. Yeah. Well, no, I'm excited for the game on Sunday between the Browns and the Chargers. I love the Browns games, Adam. I find every Browns game seems to go down to like the last 30 seconds. It's very interesting.
Well, I find this one very fascinating because it's Browns-Chargers, and they both are just complete adventures on last-minute field goals.
Yeah, that's true. And both teams have coaches I don't trust. It's going to be – I think that should be a pretty fun game. But, I mean, I don't know how you could ever trust Hugh Jackson in any situation. And this new kicker the Browns brought in, I mean, I saw the replay of the winning field goal. I didn't see the game Sunday. I saw the replay. That was an adventure. The Browns are just fun, man.
Should that have even counted for 3 full points?
No, absolutely not. That should barely count at all. But I really enjoy watching the Browns' defense. That Denzel Ward kid is really impressive.
Top-rated cornerback in the league by Pro Football Focus.
Yeah, I saw people tweeting last night about, oh, man, imagine if Barkley had fallen to the Browns and then they could have had Barkley and Mayfield. Well, I got news for you. They're a lot better off with Mayfield and Denzel Ward.
They'd be better off with Barkley and Ward, actually.
I don't agree with that at all. But I mean, I think Ward is a terrific player, and I think he could be a big star for that team.
He's outstanding. The defense has been very good, for sure. Who was the referee in that Saints game? Did you notice?
I think it was Carl Cheffers. It wasn't one of my favorite ones. It wasn't like John Hussey or Jerome Boger, one of the real superstars.
Were you?
It was one of the generic guys.
Were you disappointed?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I wanted it to be John Hussey. Then it would have been a nice, between that and stopping the game for Breeze's ceremony, it would have been like a brisk 5.5-hour game.
God, I ranted about that before, but I completely forgot you were actually there. How annoying was that in the building?
I mean, what's the difference? The NFL games take forever anyway. I mean, just stopping for a solid 15 minutes, I barely even noticed.
So while you were gone, I don't know. I'm sure you keep track of what's going on at the book while you're not there.
Yes.
But we did have the Conor McGregor fight, which you were out of town for. I know you were disappointed by that because you liked going to those spectacles. How was that for the book?
It was a good result. I mean, we booked it to need Khabib. Not that you really needed to do much there. Most of the money came in on Conor. So we did do well, but you know what really surprised me, Adam, seriously, was the public backing Khabib. They never let that price come down.
Yeah.
And that really surprised me. I guess I didn't appreciate how savvy the MMA betting public is, because they knew that Khabib was going to beat Conor, and they would never let that price get as low as I expected it to get. I thought the public was just going to come in almost exclusively on McGregor, and they proved me wrong. A little savvier than I thought. And people have been asking me, what would I make the price in the rematch? Based on what I saw in the first fight, I don't see how Conor could ever beat Khabib.
No.
I mean, Khabib is so much better at fighting than Conor is. I don't know. What's the point of a rematch between those two guys?
Well, what would you make it?
I mean, I'd probably open it something like minus 200 or 210, maybe a little higher, because I know there'd be money on McGregor. But the real price is much higher than that. I mean, Conor's only chance of winning would be just a miracle left-handed punch. Khabib is just that much better than Conor is at fighting.
It was I'm glad that you brought up the point about the public actually being on Khabib there, because when I saw the line not crash, I just assumed that was every sharp bettor in the world is just pounding that and holding off the public money, but that wasn't the case.
It was both. I mean, the sharp guys were on Khabib, but there were people all the way up to the fight, people I'd never seen before, coming in laying decent amounts of money on Khabib in that fight. They would never let that price go down. Khabib, I guess the public understands a little bit better than I thought. Because in the McGregor-Mayweather fight, everybody bet McGregor like we were giving money away. And McGregor had no chance of winning that fight. So I was definitely surprised by how much support there was for Khabib.
How often do you guys just give money away?
Like once a week we'll do it. We did it on Monday night with the Saints. And but you never know when it's going to happen. That's the thing. But the Saints was the big giveaway this past week.
Well, you're welcome, John, because I gave some back to you on that game. I was so proud of myself. Had 7 minus 20 with the with the Redskins early in the week. Had no idea you were there. But, I just wanted to ask you about the Redskins. What's going on? I mean, I'm kind of getting lured in again this week. They're sitting as a one-point favorite against Carolina. I think the Panthers are not quite as good as they've looked. What's your report on your team going into this week?
You know, I kind of like the Redskins in this game, all jokes aside. They're coming off of, like, what will probably, hopefully for them, be their worst performance of the year, which is usually a good time to get in on the team. Carolina should have never won that game last week against the Giants. And then we saw what the Giants were last night against Philadelphia. So really, that Carolina win, it looks even less impressive. I think the Redskins minus one is the right side, but I didn't give it out this week. I'm not going to the well again. I took the 6.5 last week. That didn't work out too well.
No, it did not. No. So we talked about the big bettors with Khabib and kind of the public sharp split there. But as far as big bettors go, there is one that everybody is obsessed with. I'm not going to use the nickname because it's terrible. But there's a guy who people are obsessed with what he's betting, and we hear that he's back at it this week.
Yeah, he came in here this afternoon. I think we're talking about the same guy, but he bet Arnie minus 14.5 here. I'll use the nickname. They call him the Duffel Bag Boy. I think it's a terrible nickname. I tried to nickname him Son of Dad, but I got shot down by the VSIN guys. They said no.
That's much better.
I think so, but yeah, the Duffel Bag Boy, and from what I've seen on social media, he's been going around town, because when this guy fires, he doesn't just go to one property, guys. He goes all over the place. He gets down as much as he can. I heard he had a big week last week. Army minus 14.5 for 30,000. The only thing I've seen him play this week, at least here at the Superbook.
It's a deep dive into college football to go Army at San Jose State. But I wouldn't exactly call it a sharp play.
No, actually, I've tell you the truth. Some sharp groups that I follow told me that were on San Jose State earlier in the week. A sharp guy I talked to today told me he liked San Jose State. So I don't know. I mean, I don't really think it's a particular sharp play, but I'm not going to pretend that I know too much about either of these teams. Although I do know Army probably should have won against Oklahoma a few weeks ago.
Yeah, only lost by 7. That is John Murray. Follow him. What are you, @VegasMurray, I think you are on Twitter.
Yeah, that's correct. At Vegas Murray, or you can just follow at Superbook USA.
That's what I was going for.
I mean, either way, it's you're going to get the same content. Well, no, actually, the content there is much better than my content. My content is pretty much just sarcastic comments about, like, referees or teams punting on fourth and short.
I've never known you to be sarcastic, so that's interesting. What did you think of McVay last week, deep in his own territory, going for it on fourth down, fourth and one, up two?
Sean McVay did that.
Yes,
you know, I didn't see a whole lot of the games on Sunday afternoon because I was traveling down to New Orleans. If he went for it on fourth down, I give him the thumbs up though.
Yeah.
I'm always a fan. I just got into a bar on Bourbon Street, sat down right as the overtime was kicking off between Dallas and Houston, and got to have just a hysterical laugh as Jason Garrett punted on fourth and two at the 42?
Yeah.
When he's got that offensive line and Ezekiel Elliott, he punts it away for the tie. That was incredible. They should have fired him before they even went back to Dallas.
But you like punting.
I think punting is for losers. I mean, kicking field goals is probably even more for losers than punting is. Look at the Green Bay Packers, gentlemen.
Well, that went well.
I mean, how well do you think they would have done if they just gone for it on all those fourth downs? I bet you they would have done better than missing four field goals.
Well, you need to have a quarterback to do that.
True. Yeah, they're stuck with just Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
They don't have much of a good option there in the passing game.
We're bouncing around to several different topics, but I do want to ask you about what we saw happen in the Pac-12. I don't even know if you saw this story, but a replay ruling was going on. The on-the-field officials and the replay officials in the booth both agreed to make a call, which, by the way, it's a targeting call. I know you don't like anyway, but they agreed it's a targeting call. They're going to make the call. And someone from the league who's basically just like a lawyer steps in. He's like, I don't really think that was a targeting. So they decided to overturn it based on this guy with zero training, zero knowledge whatsoever, and they overturn it. Is a story that gets out like that, and this has been big headlines, is that a concern for you guys as a book?
I don't know if it's a concern because, we have to monitor it, but it's something we've talked about yet. And I am a fan of more and more people that don't know anything about football being able to weigh in on the outcome of the games. I think it'll increase the hilariousness. I can't wait till that comes to the NFL. But no, seriously, we would have to monitor stuff like that. It could be a concern, but we haven't had any conversations about it yet.
And as we continue to just throw out different things to you, John Jones, Alexander Gustafson is official. Where do you see that line going?
I think John will probably, somebody asked me this yesterday, off the top of my head, somewhere around $3, maybe a little cheaper than that. I mean, Gus is the one guy that kind of negates John's length advantage, gives him a tough fight. But, you know, John, I'm sure you guys know this, but I don't think a lot of people would realize that Gus has actually had a longer layoff than John has. John's fought more recently than he has. So it's kind of hard to know what you're going to get out of Gustafson.
Well, we talk about...
I am looking forward to that fight, though. That should be fun.
We talk about all the setbacks that John has had and all the suspensions and everything else. Since they fought the first time, John has fought four times and Gustafson's only fought five.
Is that right? Wow.
Yes.
I didn't even know. I saw somebody mentioned yesterday on Twitter that Gustafson's last fight, I think that was against Glover Teixeira, was actually 2 months before the John Jones-Daniel Cormier fight in Anaheim last summer. I thought that was kind of fascinating. But, yeah, Gustafson's not exactly an active fighter either.
Yeah.
I would expect John to win because he always wins, but I don't think he'd want to get too carried away with the price. I think their first fight closed, like, in the neighborhood of minus 800.
Right.
And that was a razor-close split decision that John took, obviously, but it certainly won't be anywhere near that high. I'll call it 280 on John Jones.
What about Cormier and Lewis?
Yeah, they asked me about that one. You know, we actually had that fight up. We put up DC minus $6 yesterday. I put that up before I went over to G2E. You know, the one thing that I took away from how quickly DC agreed to that fight was, A, they must have offered him a lot of money, because they lost the Poirier-Diaz fight, and B, he must think that Derek Lewis has no chance of beating him.
Well, he said that. In an interview, he said, I would not have taken a Stipe fight because Stipe can beat me.
Yeah, I mean, he knows that all he has to do is avoid the wild haymaker from Lewis, and he's going to win this fight pretty easily, and he's going to bank another pretty big paycheck. But UFC 230... it's really not that good of a card for Madison Square Garden, am I wrong? I mean, it doesn't really look that great.
Well, with Poirier being out, I mean, it would have been great.
It would have been great if they'd had the Poirier fight and the Lewis fight and the Cormier fight.
Right.
I mean, was that? I mean, my guess is that they lost. They knew they were going to lose that fight.
Exactly.
They panicked and they said, "Okay, Daniel, what do you need to make this thing happen?"
I was really hoping the Shevchenko Cijara Eubanks fight would headline. I thought that would be
fantastic. That would have really moved the needle. I don't even know who Cijara Eubanks is. I mean, I follow this stuff not as much as you two do, but I follow it pretty closely.
You don't watch The Ultimate Fighter, though.
I've watched some seasons of The Ultimate Fighter. I am looking forward to that Ultimate Fighter finale, the Kamaru Usman against Dos Anjos. I think that's an awesome fight for Ultimate Fighter finale.
Incredible fight. Although Dos Anjos today said he'll instead fight Dylan Dennis on the street in a no rules fight.
I'd watch that.
Me too.
A no rules fight. Yes. Okay, so they can just that include weapons?
I think
so. Define no rules. I think we might need to get that defined, I think, Adam.
You might not be able to put that one up.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get that one approved by gaming out here. I'd like to see that. Who do you guys blame for the Khabib-Conor brawl anyway? I never got a chance to ask you that.
I think there's plenty of blame to go around, but I mean, for the actual fight night, I got to think you give Khabib the biggest piece of the pie. I mean, there's just no...
Okay.
I know people...
I get why he did it. But he's certainly the one to blame.
Yeah, Adam and I are in agreement.
I can't argue with that. But let me ask you this one, though. This is a more important question. Was that choke deep at all, or did Conor just decide, I don't feel like being here anymore?
It was a neck crank more than a choke.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it looked to me like Conor just said, I got my money. I'm not going to beat this guy. I'm out.
Well, nothing was going to change.
Oh, I agree. I'm not saying that at all. I mean, that fight... I mean, after that second round, that fight was just... Well, after the first round, that fight was over. Khabib is just too much better than him. I know I said that several times. It's the bottom line. I mean, it's just there's too much of a gap between those two guys.
Yeah, and I will tell you and the audience as we let you go here. I'll give you an assignment and give the audience the same one. Go find the clips that are now up on Twitter of the enhanced audio of Khabib talking to Conor as he's beating him up.
Yeah,
it's pretty great.
Where's the?
I saw that last night. It's great, man.
I want to know where the enhanced audio of Dylan Danis is, though.
Yeah,
isn't that the big question? How has that not come out yet? They have mics and everything everywhere. We got to know that. That's the big question.
Give me the enhanced audio of that one Irish guy who spit at the guy getting brutally knocked out cold in the concourse
by the Shake Shack.
That was my favorite. Yeah, that was my favorite. Yeah, exactly.
That was great.
That was my favorite highlight of the weekend.
All right, John, we'll see you Sunday morning out at the Westgate. That's the place to be. The theater is awesome. Make sure you get out there and make sure you follow along. Superbook USA and at Vegas Murray. We'll talk to you soon, sir.
All right, gentlemen. Have a good one.
Thanks. And great stuff from John, as always. We will come back, continue with more Case Kiefer from the Sun in on Cofield & Company with Adam Hill and Chrissy Paradis.
Finley Toyota in the Valley Auto Mall has the largest Toyota service facility in Nevada.
With fall sneaking up on us, now's the perfect time to contact Reliable Banner to update your storefront, order new promotional items, or get started on that new ad campaign. And it's all 100% reliable.
Go with Reliable, ReliableBanner.com.
I'm Jim Snyder.
And I'm Marie Mortera. We want to thank you for making News 3 your number one choice for news.
Every weeknight at 11, you can count on us to have the big story of the day.
Plus breaking news that matters to you.
Jim Snyder and Marie Mortera. News 3 live at 11.
If you're looking for quick, convenient service for your vehicle, Hamid now has two locations in the Valley to serve you. Visit Busy Boots Automotive at Durango and Flamingo or Zip Zap Auto at Durango and Cheyenne. Free diagnosis and free towing with repairs, plus free shuttle service, Wi-Fi, gourmet coffee, and much more. No appointment needed. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. First-time customers get 10% off up to $50. Visit Hamid at Busy Boots Automotive on Durango and Flamingo or Zip Zap Auto on Durango and Cheyenne.
Hey, this is Dan the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. It's our Ultra Mega 2018 Back to School Blowout Sale. We have hundreds of thousands of dollars of ultra high quality laptops and desktops on sale for up to 50% off the original prices. We've got demos, scratch and dents, trade-ins, and funny colored computers. It's crazy! Remember, you get a lifetime service guarantee on any PC Laptops brand computer. That means if you mess up your Windows or you get a virus or spyware, it's covered forever. Got an old yucky computer? No problem. We'll take it in on trade and we'll transfer all your pictures, music, and all your stuff to your PC Laptops computer for free. When you get your computer from PC Laptops, we'll make sure you're taken care of for a lifetime. To make it impossible to resist, we're doing 12-month special financing on any PC laptops, desktop, or laptop computer. Have I lost my mind? Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC laptops where computers start at $799. PC laptops, we love you.
North America's largest power sports show is coming to Vegas. 2019 motorcycles, ATVs, parts and accessories from 500 exhibitors. Free demo rides and free motorcycle parking sponsored by Sheffield Financial Services. Find your ride at the American International Motorcycle Expo presented by Nationwide. Mandalay Bay, October 13th and 14th. MotoShowTickets.com.
Today we're talking to Glenn Lerner from Glenn Lerner Injury Attorneys. Glenn, tell me, what areas of law are handled by your firm?
We handle all injury cases, from car wrecks, 18-wheelers and motorcycle accidents, to slip and falls, burn cases, brain injuries, and wrongful death. If you're injured and it's not your fault, call us today. Don't forget, we also handle Social Security disability claims.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Do you ever wonder what you'd do if you couldn't just switch on the heat when it got cold, or start your car each morning, or afford toilet paper? Well, for plenty of hardworking folks right here in our community, these are everyday realities. But when you give to the Salvation Army, you help your neighbors in need win the battle to thrive. Want to join this fight for good? Please visit salvationarmy.listenandgive.org to make a donation. That's salvationarmy.listenandgive.org.
Hey you, it's Steve Cofield. Don't you think it's time to pamper yourself? Your wife and girlfriend do it. Why shouldn't you? My spot is Swagger Men's Grooming. They have a cool shop over at Coronado Center and Eastern. Clean and comfortable with a man cave style TVs all over the place. Complimentary beer, wine, or water. You can walk in or book ahead. You can book ahead online. Swagger Men's Grooming is open 7 days a week with high-end haircuts. Plus, who doesn't love the hot towel shampoo and neck massage that's included with the haircut? It's Swagger Men's Grooming, Coronado Center and Eastern. Walk in and swagger out.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
PT, Sean Patrick, Sierra Gold, and SG Bar is the place to be for hockey season. Enter to win tickets to a Vegas Golden Knights game in our VIP suite. And be sure to ask your bar host how you could win $20 in free play for every night's goal. Watch the game with sound on while enjoying $20 beer buckets, food specials from $3, and the best happy hour in town with 50% off drinks 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. daily. PT's Entertainment Group, official sponsor of the Vegas Golden Knights.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 855-875-CASH, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. That's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today. First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Again, that's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today.
It's time for the Big Effin' Deal. Brought to you by Jackson's Bar & Grill.
Back here, Cofield and Company, on this Friday, Adam Hill in for Steve Cofield, Case Kiefer from The Sun, along with us as well. Case, this is a big thing. You're in here for the Big Effin' Deal. It's a very confusing segment. It's not, once you learn it. So you can say Big Effin' Deal in two different ways, right? That's a Big Effin' Deal. Or, Big Effin' Deal. There's two different ways that you can use that expression. So we decide if something really is a big deal or if it's like, not really at all. You got it?
I'm a little uncomfortable just because my one goal coming in here today, I thought I was on maybe on like some double secret probation, because last time I remember Chrissy cited me twice on a language board I didn't know existed. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to be clean today, even in breaks. I'm just going to be the most magnanimous, kind-speaking person. Now you're asking me to do a segment with Effin in it. I feel like I just broke it right there. But
well, you can
I'll do
say
my
Effin.
Best. I think I got it.
You're
now.
Allowed to say Effin.
Okay, all right.
That's fair.
You've done good thus far.
Chrissy, are you going to be the arbiter where we'll decide what it is, but then you get to say it?
Yes.
If it actually is or not. All
yes.
right. I think we might agree on this one. I don't know for sure. But the topic that we're going to get into on our Jackson's Big Effin Deal is the Vegas Golden Knights and their start. 1-4. You were on the road with them for the last two games, Washington and Pittsburgh, certainly two big games that they had. It hasn't been going well, for sure. But it is five games. Now, five games, it's a very, very short sample size of the season. But it is, like, you're starting to develop some trends on a team. So, it's a little troubling. But in fairness, they are on the road. They only had one home game so far. So, first of all, before we make a determination, what did you see out of the team the last 2 days when you were on the road with them?
Nothing good. I mean, they aren't playing very well. There's no doubt about that. I think offensively, their struggles are being a little overblown. I mean, they're still getting a lot of pucks on the net. It seems like they're still doing well on that end. But I do think that, I mean, you can't even overstate defensively what the issues are. And I think going into this road trip, everyone was worried about like the last pairing of John Merrill and Nick Holden. But really, it's extended to even the top two have had just as bad nights the last two nights. So, certainly their status report, they're not in a good spot. I think as far as coming to this determination of which version of a big F and deal it is, I think a lot of it depends on what your expectations were going into the season. I think a lot of people's expectations were ridiculously high.
Yeah.
And if your expectations were ridiculously high and you were in the Stanley Cup or bust camp, then this is a big effing deal. But I think if you were more measured and kind of understood, you know, the craziness of what transpired last year, then this is more the big effing I can't even do it. Big effing deal. I'm trying. I need to hear Chrissy do it. I know.
That's a big effing deal.
Yeah.
That's a big effing deal. you can do the second one. Try it.
Big effing deal.
See, perfect.
Okay,
you got it.
I'm getting there.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
So, I mean, I agree with all those things, certainly. It is about expectations going into the season, and I know I had them third in the division with 97 points. Maybe even that's a little too optimistic. I got crushed for that.
We were right on. I picked them second with 98 points. And I honestly, I know this is going to sound ridiculous now as they're 1-4, but I did not want to pick them that high. But
yeah, me neither.
I just was so afraid of the backlash.
Oh, you're afraid of the backlash. The backlash is the best. it's wonderful.
I'm not as thick-skinned as you.
But I was, like, I think my first projection, I had him around, like, 90. But, you know, the total being 99.5, I was like, maybe I'm a little wrong. And I started, you know, doing it again and said, all right, I'll go 97. But, that's a good season. And I think one of the other things that's interesting about this team in its second year is so many people wanted to sell last year. So many fans especially wanted to sell that last year was, like, magical. And everything came together perfectly and, like, this is just something you'll never see again. Well, if you want to believe that and that's the case, then wouldn't this just be what they are? Like, if the magic was just there, can't the magic just leave? If that's what you want to say. Now, I don't believe that was the case. I don't believe in those sorts of things. I think the team just came together and played really well, and you're kind of having a hangover effect this year, which you have in all sports with a lot of teams. But if you do want to believe that last year was just some magical occurrence, then at some point that ends and you revert to being, you know, the players that they were before.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of, I agree with everything you said, but I think also we just overstate, and this is a dirty word, so I'm worried about getting backlash for this too, but hockey, just of all the major sports, there is more luck involved than anything. Now, the Golden Knights were great last year. I'm not taking anything away from they were going to have a great year, but just so many little things went their way. And, you know, anyone that's followed, you know, sports just a little bit knows that things tend to regress, and they had everything that kind of went their way last year, especially in the playoffs when they made just that unbelievable run that I think deserved the term magical. I mean, Fleury was making saves that were just out of this world. they were making just such a high percentage of their shots. All those things that were happening aren't happening now, and it makes total sense because it was going to even out at some point, and it's fickle, and it is what it is. I just think we probably need to put a little bit more into that than what we are. And that's not to say this is a bad team. That's not to say last year was a fluke. But, you know, things are going to even out, and it's a long season, and I'm sure they'll, you know, see some results come back the other way.
Now, the third line on offense was pretty awful to start the season. There, of course, were some guys missing. You know, Tuck has been out. He's still out. Cody Eakin was out. He's back. Now you got Stastny out, so you know, kind of things shuffle around a little bit, but the third line was bad. The third defensive pairing was bad. They've reshuffled some things to try to make some things work. But listen, those are things that a lot of teams struggle with, to have, you know, a good third line, a third defensive pairing. Those are tough things to find. I want to focus more on the fact that, listen, the first line has generated chances, and William Karlsson has some assists, and Marchessault and Smith have been scoring. William Karlsson hasn't scored a goal yet, and Fleury has been human. So which of those two things are more concerning for you?
I think Fleury being human. I think it was more... I just think that was the biggest factor in what happened last year. Is the guy, I think it was, what, his 12th or 13th NHL career, and had a career year at age 33. Just something you don't usually see happen. Now, you know, you could make the argument that Dave Pryor was such a great goaltending coach. He just really found a home here in Vegas. He was comfortable. I think to maintain that same level, they needed him to be close to that. And so far, he just hasn't. That's not to say he's played bad, but every single game, after the game, the Golden Knights, it's like a rush for the players to say, oh, this isn't on Fleury. We left him out to dry. Well, we gave him a ton of praise for when he was making these saves last year. I think he deserves just a little bit of the criticism or concern for missing some this year.
Well, I also spent an entire offseason really negatively talking about the contract extension that they gave him, and it's certainly way too early to start thinking like, oh, maybe they shouldn't have done it, but it's not hindsight. I didn't think that they should have done that extension anyway. I know it was a lot of reward for him for how he came in and handled the community, and everybody loves him, and that's not going to change, so all that stuff's good. But when you're a professional team, you're not really afforded the luxury of signing contracts for goodwill. You're just not, especially $7 million a year. At some point at the end, and again, I guarantee there's people listening to this like, trashing Fleury. Like, no, he's been fine. I'm sure he's going to get even better. He's going to have a great stretch. He'll be good. But this is a huge commitment to a guy for 3 years down the road after this, who's going to start to show signs of age. It's already, again, it's 5 games. I know. I get it. I know that. But at some point, you're going to start looking at that contract like, oh, maybe that was too much.
Yeah, I mean, by everything we know, this is the part of a goalie's career where it tends to be the downslope.
Now,
there are outliers.
30 as a running back.
Yeah, there are outliers, but, you know, Fleury's not immune to that. And like I said, he hasn't been terrible or anything, but I do think there are some long-term concerns there. I think that's certainly a bigger concern than Karlsson to me, because I think William Karlsson, despite not having any goals, I mean, we kind of expected that.
Karlsson!
Thank you.
Exactly. After, you know, his much-discussed 24% shooting percentage last year, so I still think he's skated really well. He's made some ridiculous passes that, like I said, last year would have turned into goals and just been bad luck not to this year. I'm not so concerned with William Karlsson right now. And also, to your point, they did not hand out the big contract to him, of course, going through arbitration, everything in the offseason. So you're definitely tied to Fleury a little bit longer and more invested in his success.
And they have a big homestand coming up, and I actually think they'll play pretty well in the homestand. So I'm sure that, you know, people are like, you know, why are you trashing him so much? It's a long season. It's going to come around, but you've got to pay attention that it's not what it was last year yet. And they did have an early road trip last year. After that phenomenal start, they had an early long road trip that went pretty badly. And so, you know, it's certainly not the end of the world. There's a long way to go. Plenty of time to turn things around. Just kind of noticing some things early, and we mentioned earlier Jake Bischoff has been sent down, I think, to try to get more playing time, because it's not really doing any good in its development to try to sit up in the press box and be scratched every game. So we'll monitor that, see if there's a corresponding roster move. But we'll leave it to Chrissy. After this debate, this discussion, the Golden Knights struggles.
Big effing deal.
All right, not worried yet. She's not worried yet. That's good. We'll continue to monitor that situation. You can go hang out at Jackson's Bar and Grill anytime you want. 24 hours a day. It is an awesome, awesome spot. Flamingo and Jones. Visit their website, beststeakdeal.com. Mondays is Prime Rib Monday. A pound of prime rib with all the fixings, $16. 7 days a week on the ribeye special. 10-ounce ribeye for $14.50. Includes your choice of potato. And then the ribeye burgers are phenomenal. Your choice of jalapeno, atomic, poutine, or fajita burger. Go check it out at Jackson's, Flamingo, and Jones.
Cofield & Company is brought to you by Jackson's Bar Grill & Gaming, where you can get the best steak deals in Las Vegas. Check it out, beststeakdeal.com.
This fall, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill's Fall Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app. Between now and December 31st, you'll be eligible for cash back points for every wager made, win or lose on the mobile sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Fall Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Do you ever wonder what you'd do if you couldn't just switch on the heat when it got cold, or start your car each morning, or afford toilet paper? Well, for plenty of hardworking folks right here in our community, these are everyday realities. But when you give to the Salvation Army, you help your neighbors in need win the battle to thrive. Want to join this fight for good? Please visit salvationarmy.listenandgive.org to make a donation. That's salvationarmy.listenandgive.org.
The Vegas Golf and Craft Beer Festival returns October 12th and 13th. Get amazing deals on golf equipment and merchandise. Demo the latest clubs from TaylorMade, Ping, Cleveland, Callaway, and more. Everyone who attends will receive a free round of golf. Enjoy free craft beer samples at Miller's Ale House Beer Garden. If you like golf or beer, don't miss the Vegas Golf and Craft Beer Festival. 11 to 6, Friday and Saturday, October 12th and 13th at the Las Vegas Golf Center across from Town Square. Admission $20. Kids 10 and under free. Go to golffestshows.com for details.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and I can never remember whether Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492 or if he sailed the deep blue sea in 1493. Doesn't matter. What does matter is that Best Mattress is celebrating whatever year it was with a huge Columbus Day sale with savings up to $1,200 or get 50% off select Tempur-Pedic floor models. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Gravetti Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has been providing orthopedic care in the Las Vegas Valley for more than 15 years. Whether you're a top-notch athlete, active adult, weekend warrior, younger athlete, or someone who is experiencing everyday joint pain, Dr. Michael Gravetti and Dr. Caleb Pinneger have the knowledge, talent, and experience to get you back in your game. Gravetti Orthopedics is committed to personal attention, quicker recovery times, and most importantly, successful outcomes. Put your trust in the team of experienced professionals at Gravetti Orthopedics. Visit GravettiOrtho.com today.
The Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino is your spot for Sunday football. ESPN Las Vegas is on the scene from 8 to 10 a.m. inside the Superbook to start your Sunday off right. Free parking, food starts at $3, $25 buckets, and great prizes. It's Football Central each Sunday at the Westgate.
This fall, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill's Fall Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app. Between now and December 31st, you'll be eligible for cash back points for every wager made, win or lose on the mobile sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Fall Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Guys, look, as we get older, most of us will have problems with our male performance. Maybe it's occasional, maybe it's all the time. This causes stress in our relationships. You may have tried pills or supplements. If they didn't work well, you may feel that you'll never have a healthy love life again. Well, now there are medical providers that focus on men's sexual health. Universal Men's Clinic helps men suffering from erectile dysfunction.
I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki. Universal Men's Clinic specializes in using modern medicine and a sophisticated monitoring system to help men suffering from ED or low testosterone. The professional staff is specially trained, discreet, and confidential. They are dedicated to helping you find the right medication for your sexual health needs and have helped men with sexual function issues, even those who have not been able to perform in years.
Call Universal Men's Clinic at 702-430-6994.
That's 702-430-6994. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
The Monster Energy Cup. Before the gate drops and the sport's most elite racers hit the track, start your race day at the Monster Energy Pit Party. Meet the motocross riders, get autographs, and feel the excitement. Pit Party passes are $20. Must have valid event ticket to enter Pit Party. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. The Monster Energy Cup, coming to Sam Boyd Stadium this Saturday. Tickets are on sale now at unlvtickets.com. Get your tickets today.
After 20 years at our West Sahara location, Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas has outgrown its facility. And to better serve our customers, we have moved to an all-new state-of-the-art facility. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. Come visit us at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones. Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. One great company, two iconic brands.
The bait was so tempting. Free trip, gifts, then you got hooked by the sales pitch, bought the timeshare, and you've regretted it ever since.
The maintenance fees kept increasing, and we just didn't want to deal with it anymore.
It was not anything like what they showed us when we bought the timeshare.
Timeshares aren't a day at the lake. They're all catch and no release. Unless you talk to Resort Release, we can release you from that timeshare legally and permanently. A-plus rated by the BBB. A 100% money-back guarantee, and our clients' five-star reviews tell the story.
You kept us informed the entire time. There was never anything hidden. Absolutely wonderful.
Be the one that got away before 2019 maintenance fees are due. Call now for a free consultation. 888-308-5955. 888-308-5955. Or resortrelease.com. They catch, we release. Resort Release. 888-308-5955. 888-308-5955. Or resortrelease.com. Call now.
It's Paul Powell.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, hiring the right lawyer can make a huge difference. And unlike most lawyers, I won't take more money than you at the end of your case. That means more money in your pocket, right where it belongs. Call me right now. 728-5500. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Geez, everything seems to be more expensive these days. Utilities, groceries, rent. So how much are new tires going to cost you? That's where Smart Tires comes in. Incredibly, you can get four brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks. Oh yeah, there's no credit check, and mounting, balancing, and installation are all included. No fear of high costs here. Be safe and be smart. Check out SmartTires.com today, because they're on your side at SmartTires.com.
The Vegas Golf and Craft Beer Festival returns October 12th and 13th. Get amazing deals on golf equipment and merchandise. Demo the latest clubs from TaylorMade, Ping, Cleveland, Callaway, and more. Everyone who attends will receive a free round of golf. Enjoy free craft beer samples at Miller's Ale House Beer Garden. If you like golf or beer, don't miss the Vegas Golf and Craft Beer Festival. 11 to 6, Friday and Saturday, October 12th and 13th at the Las Vegas Golf Center across from Town Square. Admission $20. Kids 10 and under free. Go to golffestshows.com for details.
Back here at Cofield & Company, Adam Hill, Case Kiefer, Steve Cofield up in Utah, in a very obscure part of Utah, with UNLV getting ready to play Utah State. But this is time for RJ Bell. It's when we always talk to him each and every Friday. How you doing, sir?
Excellent, excellent. So Cofield is where? What city is this?
I think it's Logan, where Utah State is.
Wouldn't it be funny if he came back, like, and he said, I'm getting married, or, you know, just like some wild, like, hangover type story
from Logan, Utah? I don't think that's possible.
But it could have. Hey, listen, you ever see Big Love?
Sure.
See?
Yeah, it can
all bets are off.
We can have like five wives if he comes back from that. RJ Bell, pregame.com, at RJ in Vegas. You can find him on Twitter. And a little radio show over on Fox, right, RJ?
Yeah, straight out of Vegas, baby. National. We just got our station count, and 180 stations right now across the country. And we added, Adam, three top 20 markets in a month. Today was our 20th show, 1 month in, and we've added, just in the first month, we added Denver, Seattle, and one other one, let me see, and Detroit, all in the first month, all top 20 markets.
Well, Detroit won't be top 20 for long, RJ.
Yeah, you know, I always hear there's a renaissance coming there.
my beloved hometown. RJ, we are on one station, but it's a really good one.
Yeah, and listen, let's be candid, and I say this with all sincerity, a really good, and you guys have the best ratings in town, a really good afternoon drive show or morning show, whatever, that it connects with the community in a way no national show can. And to me, that's a whole different, you know, when I do Boston, I do the Sports Hub or whatever, those guys are like, you know, celebrities in Boston. And, you know, I won't say Adam Hill is a celebrity, but I think it could be said.
Wow, okay. Well, maybe.
But all joking aside, is you, because you started radio, you know, ambivalently, I think it's fair to say, and I think you've got a taste for it. I mean, it's been years. Don't you feel like you can connect with, you got more listeners listening every day, the whole 3 hours, than any national show is going to have?
Well, and especially, like, concentrated. So, I mean, you do feel it kind of more, I think, when you're...
Yeah, but think about it. It's 15 hours a week for your dedicated listeners that you're in their lives. It's like, I'm a huge Howard Stern fan, right? So I listen to maybe 15 hours of Howard a week, though I don't listen live all that much. I go to I've got Sirius, but I go to YouTube and listen. I feel like Howard is like my sixth best friend. Now, obviously, I don't know him, but like, I know Howard as well. Like, how many people do I know better than I know Howard Stern? Just from the radio, I don't think it's more than 5 or 6. And there's people out there that say, I know Adam Hill. He's my second best friend, and I've never met him.
I'm with you, RJ. On Sunday, Adam and I were together with some friends watching some of the late games at a bar, and a guy started inquiring. A guy may have had a couple cocktails about, like, hey, what do you guys do? One of our friends engaged with him, unsurprisingly, said, oh, well, this is Case, this is Adam. And he's like, Kiefer? He rolled his eyes. Then he said, Hill, I'm going to go talk to him about the Browns. Then he proceeded to bother Adam for the next 10
So you're saying
minutes.
The emotion you engender is disdain.
Yeah, so I'm saying Adam, celebrity, Kiefer, villain, and that's, I mean, that's stretching it. But
you
Adam
need a hero
and
a villain in any story.
There you go. Well, RJ, where are we going to rank Josh Rosen on that scale?
Well, I think he, in the midterm, is going to be quite good. You know, he feels like an Andy Dalton or a little bit better. And we can make fun of Andy Dalton, but, you know, he's the top half. You know, he's, I don't know, this year even better, I think, than he's been historically. But what's Dalton right now? 9th best quarterback? 10th?
Probably around that area.
And in his career, 15th?
Probably.
Yeah. So it feels like that, you know, you got a smart kid and, you know, got the enough physical tools. It doesn't feel like he's ever going to be a top five guy, but hey, listen, there's about half the teams that would want a top half of the league quarterback. That said, I like the Vikings this week. I'm not going to bet it because I try to simplify my life, and one of them is I never lay double digits in the NFL, okay? But if I had to lay it once a year, it would be this game. Why? What's the problem with double-digit favorites? You got to be concerned if they're focused, if they're looking ahead. Last time Minnesota was a double-digit favorite, they got beat as a 17-point favorite against the Bills. You know they're not looking ahead. That's what keeps me away from Arizona.
There you go. Chargers go to the Browns. Browns, it's a very round pick, but they're a very short home dog in spots. But we'll essentially call this game a pick for these purposes. But you would think that a team coming off of back-to-back overtime games would be in a really, really tough spot. It's really not the case traditionally.
Yeah, I tweeted this out. It was I thought, oh, this is going to be good. Off 2 OT games against the spread, the third game, 21-22-1. So almost break even. Now, it doesn't mean there's no effect. It means the marketplace considers it. They say, oh, I'm not going to bet the Browns, and because of that. Same thing with 10 a.m. Pacific starts. A lot of, let's call them amateur handicappers, will say, oh, 10 a.m. start. Doesn't mean anything, and in some situations, especially if a team's tired in general, it can mean more. And some teams like Arizona, for example, have lost 9 straight against the spread on 10 a.m. starts, backing up a game. But generally, if you just play all 10 a.m. starts, fading those teams, and I'm talking body clock for the West Coast teams, when they play East, you're not going to win money. So I think the market understands, hey, two overtimes is tiring. But here's the piece that I uncovered I haven't seen elsewhere. Browns are only the second team in 30 years to start the season with five straight games, all decided by 4 points or less. So three of those overtime, the other two were also 4 points or less. That's fatiguing. Because even if you get blown out, the third and fourth quarter is not as fatiguing. They've had these super intense emotional and physical games. I got to wonder about the Browns being tired.
Certainly a fair point, and we'll monitor that. That's good stuff to watch for here coming up with that game, and that's RJ Bell at RJ in Vegas on Twitter. Pregame.com is the site, straight out of Vegas over on Fox Sports Radio. Always interesting to see some really overwhelming trends, and I think you have one in the Bears-Dolphins game when you have a road favorite, as the Bears are a very short favorite in Miami, with 13 or more days rest.
Yeah, so effectively a bye, though sometimes weeks are canceled and stuff, so you just add it all in there. And obviously after 9/11 was an example that threw everyone's database off when they had the week off. So let's just call it a bye and say if you have a bye and you're a road favorite, you're 60-22 against the spread. That's 73% against the spread. Now, people might say, RJ, I thought road favorites, you weren't supposed to bet them. Well, yeah. You know why you're not supposed to bet them? Because they are clearly the better team. That's why they're favored on the road. And oftentimes they overlook that team. And the public loves to bet road favorites because they think, oh, wait a minute, that team's so much better, but they're only laying 3, only laying 4. The math you need to do is add 6 points to the favorite, flip venues, and say, well, would you be anxious to lay, let's say it's a 3-point favorite, 9 if your team was home? Well, no. Well, then why do you want to lay 3 on the road? But with the bye, you get rid of that looking past the team. Why? Because you had a week off, and now you're ready to play. You're focused. And when you have a focused team that's better, they tend to cover, and 70-plus percent of the time, teams off byes, the road favorites cover, and you see the market move. The Bears were 3, now they're 3.5.
Redskins coming off a terrible performance, which we went over with John Murray from the Westgate earlier on in this hour. But Redskins off that awful performance on Monday night, coming home to play the Panthers. And I think the Carolina offense running the ball against Washington's defense trying to stop the run might be the biggest matchup here.
Yeah, exactly right. If you look at DVOA, Carolina fourth best rushing team, Washington the 30th best or third worst against the run. And because of that, it makes me like Carolina, plus the matchups. Remember, we got two teams here that's had the same coach for a while. So you can look at some matchups in the series between them. They played in 15 and 16, so twice. Carolina won the game by 39 combined points, two games. 70-31 was the combined score. They covered by a combined 38 points. So schematically, you can say, and a lot of the same players, it's only been a couple years ago, you can say Carolina has made a statement, they're better than Washington, or at least they match up well. And this year, with the strength of the Carolina offense rushing against the weakness of the Carolina defense against the rush, most wise guys are going to take that home team in a short number. I actually like the Panthers.
There you go.
Speaking of some series matchups, your Steelers, RJ, I've lived out here 10 years, and that's when I've really bet the NFL aggressively. And I don't know if I can remember a time where the Bengals beat the Steelers. It seems like the Steelers beat up on them every year.
Yeah, it's true, and especially in Cincinnati, more than you would expect. That's 29 games in Cincy, 24-5 straight up Pittsburgh, 21-8 against the spread. Why? Well, I grew up in the area, in the Pittsburgh area, an hour away in Ohio, and you don't realize Pittsburgh's about a 3-hour drive to Cincinnati. And we know the avid Steeler fans and the terrible towels take over a big chunk of the stadium. That's one of the rationales, I think. Number two, and the final reason I bet Pittsburgh here, is I think Cincinnati easily could be 1-4. They won three coin flip games. And coin flip games, I'm saying generously, they were less than 50% in each of those three at a given point deep in the game. Won all three. A lot of people, not professional bettors, would say, but RJ, that's what winners do. Eh, maybe. I don't think so. If you look at the numbers, there's no correlation between winning close games early in the year and late in the year, and there's no correlation year to year. Think about Larry Bird. He makes a bunch of free throws. Does that increase the chance back in his prime he'd make the next one? Yeah, because that's telling you something about his ability to make free throws. There is no ability, really, to win close games. Now, there's occasionally a team like the Pats with Belichick, you can make the